Everybody, Andy here again. Well, this morning was a bit of an early morning for me. I had to get up at 2:30 in the morning. Yes, 2:30 a.m. And the whole reason was that was to take my son and his girlfriend all the way up to Heathrow Airport. A round trip of about 170 miles, which is quite a long way in UK standards. What was happening is my son had decided to take his girlfriend away. It's sort of like their fourth anniversary of being together, but it was also around the time of his girlfriend's birthday as well. And he was taking her away to Rome. Now, that's very nice. He's 20, she's 20 as well. So they're relative youngsters, I suppose. And it's great to see him actually doing that, getting out on his own. And it's the first time he would have been away on his own or, you know, with his girlfriend in a non-English speaking country on their own. They went to New York earlier this year as well. But not so much of a language barrier there. But the whole point of this sort of podcast audio boo is that for her, this was a complete surprise. He'd been talking about trying to sort out a particular holiday to take her somewhere special, like a nice romantic gesture. But he hadn't told her exactly where they were going, even to the point that when I got them to the airport this morning, I said to his girlfriend, I said, do you know where you're going yet? And she said, no, I still don't know where I'm going. And what he did, he took her into the airport and then gave her the flight number and said, right, this is the flight number, BA, whatever it is. Go and have a look for it on the boards and then you'll see where it is. Luckily, it's one of those places that she's always wanted to go to. She's always wanted to go to Rome, so he knew he was on a safe bet. Well, I thought, isn't that great? Isn't that a really nice romantic gesture? And the next thing I think is, where on earth does he get that from? Because, I mean, romance is obviously not dead, which is quite a nice thing to see. But personally, and quite honestly, I've never been that type of person. I can count on one hand the amount of times that I've actually bought flowers for my wife. One of those reasons for that is that I've always had this idea, and I know my wife actually does understand this, is that if people buy flowers for people, for their wives, for their girlfriends, for their lovers, whatever it is, or they buy them chocolates or that sort of thing, there's usually an ulterior motive, one way or the other. And we can all think of one ulterior motive, but the other ulterior motive is that there's something wrong here. If I came home with a bunch of flowers for my wife, even from the early days, obviously she'd probably keel over and have a heart attack now, but even in the sort of early days, if I did that, she might think, there's something wrong here. And I know that that's happened with people that I know as well. So chalk and cheese, myself and my son. But I think it's great. He's done this type of thing before, gone away to sort of concerts or something and stayed in London and that type of thing. As I said, I don't know where he gets it from. He certainly doesn't get it from me, but I think it's a really nice gesture to see that that sort of romance isn't dead. He does buy her flowers, he does buy her chocolates, and all for the right reasons as well. But there you go. So it's a long old day. I'm thinking about trying to get some sleep now because I'm rather tired. But I just thought that was quite a nice little story. We have a go about the youth of today. Okay, it's my son and I'm biased, totally. But I think that's a really nice gesture, a really nice thing to do. And the fact that he made it such a big surprise, which he needn't have done, and he just said, right, you've got to take your passport. Because originally they were just going to go to London. She had no idea where she was going, apart from that she was going on an aeroplane, and that's about it. So a nice little story for a Wednesday afternoon. Anyway, thanks for your time, thanks for listening. I'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.